When the news that Michael Voris was forced to resign from Church Militant broke last week, I made a short video announcing the event, but I had always planned to do a longer video giving my thoughts on Church Militant and Michael Voris overall, the good, the bad, and the ugly. First, a little background on myself and what Church Militant did for me. I am a convert from Protestantism to Catholicism. I converted when I was single and in my early 20s. My attitude then was that Catholicism was just another Christian denomination. I understood that it was the original church and all others broke away from it, but the idea that it was right and the others were wrong was not something that I necessarily believed. I didn't think the church was wrong, more like, who knows? Eventually, I married a Protestant woman, we are still married to this day, and she is not anti-Catholic, but her mother is. And her mother set out to convert me. She brought me all kinds of anti-Catholic materials and made all the typical accusations against the Catholic Church. Desperate to find out the truth of the matter and respond, I scoured the internet, which was in its infancy at the time, to find the answers. And I found Catholic Answers, which turned out to be a great resource. And I discovered a show on YouTube called The Vortex, hosted by Michael Voris on a channel that was then called Real Catholic TV. Now, while the apologetics at Catholic Answers was top-notch, I found the tone to be a little too apologetic. Please accept us, we Catholics really aren't that bad. That wasn't the case with Michael Voris. He was very unapologetic about Catholicism, saying very boldly that Catholicism and Catholicism alone was the truth. And to be honest, I found that to be refreshing. I had been Catholic for over 10 years, and I had never heard anyone say that. I became a premium member of Real Catholic TV and watched everything that I could. And at the time, the content was very good. A lot of Catholic apologetics. It made you proud to be a Catholic. And as I said in my earlier video, this is where I learned about the crisis in the church, the problems with Vatican II, and the new Mass. Michael would often rail against communion in the hand, altar girls, Eucharistic ministers, the priest facing the people, the lack of reverence, the lack of Gregorian chants, and the complete absence of Latin. Michael called it the Church of Nice. But then things slowly started to change. They changed the name from Real Catholic TV to Church Militant, and though the shift was already underway, it seemed to drastically change with the name. They relentlessly went after the priests, bishops, and other Catholic organizations. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do that before, but it became the focus and the catechesis virtually stopped. He also relentlessly went after a group I'd never heard of called the SSPX. So I looked into the SSPX and found that they stood for and against everything Michael stood for and against, at least when I first started watching him. So I couldn't understand why they were enemies and not allies. Eventually, I canceled my membership, not because of the content necessarily, but rather we had to cut back expenses. But later on, I did start watching Church Militant less because of the content, and started watching other traditional Catholic shows more, mainly stuff from the SSPX, the Fatima Center, and Sensus Fidelium. But every now and then, I would find something interesting on Church Militant. But eventually, I just could not watch it anymore, because it was so toxic. Every show was, screw this guy and screw that guy, God love you, good night. The vicious and unrelenting way they went after the priests and bishops was too much for me. Yes, this stuff needs to be exposed, but Church Militant took things a little too far sometimes. Then they started going after other traditional Catholic commentators, and some of those cases are shameful. Look, I get it. The traditional Catholic audience is finite, very finite. You have a lot of people jockeying for that audience, and some of them are trying to make a living doing this, and it's tempting to slander your competition so people won't watch them. That and the fact that I want to maintain creative control of my channel are two of the reasons I don't ever plan to do this full time. I'm not saying that I won't do super chats or have some sort of premium membership, sell merchandise, or accept donations from those who want to do so in the future, but I don't ever want to be financially dependent on this because it clouds the message. Making money becomes the objective, and you do things that you wouldn't normally do. It's like sales. I'm not saying all sales is immoral, though a lot of it is. But when your livelihood depends on you making this sale, you can stretch the truth and feed your children or hold to your convictions and explain to your wife why you worked 50 hours this week and didn't get a paycheck. Virtue doesn't pay the bills, money does. When YouTubing or streaming is what pays the bills, you have to draw a crowd. And the easiest way to do that is to delve into sensationalism. Now, you might think I'm doing that right now, but I think this is justified, and I'll get into that more in a moment. But Church Militant took it to a whole new level. It was very hypocritical of them to go after people who criticized Pope Francis when Michael Voris himself criticized the Pope, going so far as to demand his resignation over the things that he said, and to relentlessly go after the rainbow bishops and priests as well. Which brings us to the current situation. As you no doubt know, Michael Voris was forced to resign his post to Church Militant over a breach of their morality clause. Michael Voris has admitted to living a rainbow lifestyle in the past, and the speculation has been that he relapsed into rainbow activity. And according to Dave Gordon, that's exactly what happened. I'm not going to go into everything that Dave said, but the situation was pretty bad. You can go over to his channel and watch what he has to say if you're interested. But according to Dave, Michael was living a double life. He was having rainbow relations with men, as well as grooming young males that worked at Church Militant. The board knew all about this and covered it up. Meanwhile, Michael and all of Church Militant were pointing their fingers at priests and bishops for doing the exact same thing. Talk about hypocrisy. Many people have said and are saying, this is a private matter, this is Michael's business, and we shouldn't talk about this. And normally I would agree, however, because they are an apostolate that exists on donations from supporters, those supporters have the right to know. Michael Voris presented himself as a reformed homosexual who no longer engaged in such activities. He publicly proclaimed himself reformed, and if that's not true, the public has the right to know. Michael Voris told people not to financially support various Catholic organizations, diocese bishops, and priests because of their behavior. Michael Voris would be the first person to expose Michael Voris, and none of those people would care. But since Michael is not a bishop, some people are scandalized that we are talking about this. Well, I'm sorry, but because of his status in the Catholic world, the same standards apply to him. Now, at the end of the day, I like Michael Voris. I always have. Yeah, I know he went after the SSPX, and I support the SSPX, but we don't have to agree on everything to be friends. Like I've said in the past, I'm a pretty easygoing guy, and I want to include everyone. And I sincerely hope Michael gets the help that he needs. But a day of reckoning, at least on the surface, has come for him. You can't do what Michael and Church Militant have done. I'm not just talking about the sexual stuff. They've gone after people, they've entered into frivolous lawsuits, and slandered people. They were apparently paying the employees less than a living wage, while Michael got pay raise after pay raise. Some of these employees were trying to support families while Michael doesn't have a family. And I get it, Michael was the founder and the face, so he should get more. But if he was living extravagantly while the employees were starving, well, that's two sins that call out to heaven for vengeance, isn't it? You can't do all that as well as live a hidden lifestyle with the organization covering it up, all the while taking money in God's name to further the kingdom, but using it to fund your sinful lifestyle and expect that God's not going to take you down. How many times have we seen this on the Protestant evangelical side? Jim Baker, the Swaggerts. If you're going to do this, you'd better be clean. Not saying people have to be perfect or that I don't have my own struggles, but if you have certain inclinations, like same-sex attraction, or you can't withstand certain temptations, like you can't be faithful to your wife, or you have a problem with hookers or something, or you should not be in charge of money, or have a problem with the bottle or other substances, you probably shouldn't do this, because nothing will take you down faster than a sex scandal or financial misappropriation. Unfortunately, Church Militant has both, and I think it's a fast-sinking ship. I don't see Church Militant surviving this, nor do I think it should. Michael Voris is Church Militant, and I don't just mean he is the face of Church Militant. I mean he started it, he hired everyone, he set the culture and the atmosphere. He would have surrounded himself with like-minded people. Not necessarily as far as SSA goes, but all those people went along with all of it, regardless of what they're saying now. And Michael Voris should never return. But there are sources, former employees, that say that Church Militant plans for Michael to go away for a year or two and then come back with him saying, I'm healed. If that does happen, just realize that at that point, if you're giving money to Church Militant, there's a good chance that you are funding a man's sinful lifestyle. He lied about it in the past, he'll lie about it again. I mean, I don't understand why anyone would support them at this point, but if he does come back, well, there's an old saying, isn't there? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Until my next video, God bless.